In the end of Mishpatim, the Torah tells us a famous thing that we all know, Kol Asher Dibe Hashem Naaseh V'Nishma. Yanu Kol Am Yachtov Kol Asher Dibe Hashem Naaseh V'Nishma. That Klal Yisrael answered when they were given the choice to accept the Torah, whatever Hashem does, Naaseh V'Nishma, we will do, and when we will hear. And the Chazal tell us, the Torah tells, the Chazal tell us, that for saying Naaseh V'Nishma, for saying the word, that famous line, Naaseh V'Nishma, Klal Yisrael, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peches says, Klal Yisrael was zochah to two crowns. Not just one crown, but to two ksarim. And we know the famous Beis Halevi, who explains why were they zochah to two crowns. The Beis Halevi says, at the time when they were makdim, they preceded the word Naaseh to Nishma, they were zochah to two crowns, not just one. Even though there was just one lechur, they were accepting the present of the Torah that was being offered to them. So lechur, what is the meaning of two crowns? But the Medrash, the Chazal says, b'shoshek dimu, when they were makdim, the Naaseh to Nishma. The Beis Halevi goes on to be masber so beautifully that if they would have just said Nishma v'Naaseh, so then they would only really be zochah to one crown. Because they were saying that we want to learn, we want to understand, we want to know the Torah, we want to hear the Torah in order to do. And then the whole tachlis of their learning was for the purpose of doing. But what they said, Naaseh v'Nishma, they had a whole different kavana. Naaseh is to do, but to do you also have to learn. So inclusive in the word Naaseh was learning, but that learning was learning in order to do. So what was Nishma? Nishma was that we're going to learn for the sake of learning. That now we're not only going to learn for the sake of doing mitzvahs, and we're only learn for the sake of knowing what to do, but we're going to also learn for the sake of learning, because learning itself is a mitzvah in itself, and learning itself has a tachlis, even where we're not going to come out with the daf halacha l'maaseh. Of course, we want to know what to do, and that's we have to always learn and try to understand and to know and come out with halacha l'maaseh. But there are certain sugyas and there are things what the Gemara says, what that the Chazal says, that the purpose of this is not really, there's no action coming out. All we learn is that the purpose of learning is for learning itself. That when a person sits down and learns, he's mekayim its own mitzvah. When a person sits down and learns, he's niskadesh with the gedusha of being mizdabek, of connecting with Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. And that experience in itself is an experience in what itself is not only a tachlis of something else. And therefore we make a birkas haTorah on the limud haTorah itself. Even though the Maisa, we know the Gemara tells us that we don't make a bracha on something that's not a finished product. So if the learning, it was only a hechatimsi, it was only a vehicle in order to know what to do, we wouldn't actually make a bracha on birkas haTorah. But we make a bracha birkas haTorah because we understand that itself is a mitzvah, that itself is a tachlis. And we sit down to learn, and with the skadish, with tremendous kedusha, for that was zoicha to the second crown, to the crown from Nishma. That is the sort of the Beis Halevi. I saw recently another knetch in this Naaseh v'Nishma, Rabbi Yisrael, to know what's the two things of Naaseh v'Nishma, and that is that the greatness of the state of Naaseh v'Nishma is to understand a big yisoid. And that is that there are many times that we don't understand exactly why this mitzvah, right now, we don't understand. We don't understand how this mitzvah affects us. And we don't understand everything about all the mitzvahs. Our tachlis is taka to understand. But we have to realize that we have to do even if we don't understand. And many times when we'll do the mitzvahs, we'll start to become the mitzvahs the right way, Hashem will give us the know-how, how to understand it afterwards. So the Nasha precedes the Nishma, because sometimes if a person would only do mitzvahs that he understood, many of the mitzvahs he wouldn't do right now, because we're not at the level to understand all the mitzvahs. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. We have to try to do all the mitzvahs, even with things we don't understand why exactly we're doing, what's the meaning of the mitzvah, But by doing the mitzvah, it has a tremendous effect on us. By doing every mitzvah, we have to realize that when it's kasher, in many different ways, we have so many different mitzvahs and so many different mitzvahs with different parts of our body, that each part of the body, every other part of the body, has a kedusha, has a shmira, is affected. That the spiritual part of our neshama that's underneath the guf is enlightened, is infused, is charged up by doing those mitzvahs, and it creates a tremendous electricity in our bodies, that gives us tremendous koichas. So the Torah was telling us a tremendous the klal, so when they said Nazir that they're ready to do, even they don't understand. Avad, we want to go. They want to go in afterwards and understand it also, because the more they'll understand, obviously, the better they'll approach the mitzvah. But the Kleister was saying a big story, that even if we don't understand, even if we'll never understand, our first thing is to nasa. We're here as soldiers of Hashem, and we realize that Hashem's out for the good of us. And every mitzvah, even if we don't understand really the depth of it, it's for our tachlis. It has so much to give us, Rabbi Yisai. Every mitzvah is for us to connect. Every mitzvah is for us to spiritualize. Every mitzvah is for us to get connected, Rabbi Yisai. You know the famous story. There was once a soldier that he was a frum Jew, and he went off. And he became a soldier in the army, and he didn't really keep too many things. But one thing he kept, since he was a little kid, he remembered that he has to put on his right shoe before his left shoe, and tie his left shoe before his right shoe. He never understood why, what it was. But for some reason he kept, even though he didn't keep so many more mitzvahs, he kept that mitzvah. Because it was ingrained in him from a little kid. And he was once out with his platoon, and they were going. They were aroused early in the morning, in order to go out. They were called quickly. They had to go fight on the front lines, and he was about to get dressed to put on his boots. And he started to do. He still kept that minute for whatever reason of putting his right shoe and his left shoe, and because it took a few more minutes, he delayed. And he missed his jeep, and then a missile hit that jeep, and they were killed. We don't understand, Rabbi, say every mitzvah is a shmira for us. Show me a mitzvah. Every mitzvah we don't understand has such an effect. I just saw recently also, he said over that there was a certain yid who was working in Kiruv, and he started to get close with certain non-affiliated Jews, and he started to tell them, you know, the union of start to do certain mitzvahs. I had to put on tefillin, and the guy said, "What is those boxes? I don't understand what it is." He says, "You know what? I'm not going to be able to explain it to you so well right now. You're not going to understand everything now, but I'm telling you, start to do it, and you'll see afterwards what happens." And this non-affiliated Jew said, "Okay." He bought him tefillin, and he started to put on the tefillin. And he said he felt, ever since he put on the tefillin, he started to get spiritual effect. He felt some connection, Rabbi Yisrael. You don't realize the tefillin is mekasheres with a tremendous love with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's another whole shmur. So when he started to put on the tefillin, he felt connected. He didn't understand why, Rabbi Yisrael, because we have an neshama, and that neshama is affected and attached through the mitzvahs. So when this guy put it on, he felt different. And from that, he went on to become many mitzvahs, to become a very firm Jew, Rabbi Yisrael. And then he went to learn about the mitzvahs. But sometimes we don't understand everything. We say, "Oh, why do we do this and why do we do that?" And sometimes we scorn it a little bit. It's a big mistake, Rabbi Yisai. Everything has a reason. Even though we won't understand everything, there's reasons for it, and hopefully we'll get to understand it. But if we don't understand, by doing the mitzvahs, it's going to have a tremendous effect on us. So, let us first do. Let us do those mitzvahs. And then we'll come to understand them better, and we'll do them with a different level. But first, let's be Nasa. And for that, there was Zohar to two crowns. Have a good Shabbos.